Welcome back to the Energy Matters podcast. I'm with my wonderful co-host, as always, Cody Edner. Hello, Cody.
Hello, David. Great to be here and great to be back.
It is. Our last episode, we talked about being in and out of the body. This one, we're going for a more, even more energetic, mystical topic, the chakras. And one of the reasons we're doing an episode on the chakras is we're teaching an 8-week course on the chakras beginning May 21st called Awakening the Intuitive Chakras. And we did a course on it like 8 or 9 years ago. I was visiting Cody in Colorado Springs when he used to live there. And we set up shop at the local library. It was this huge, beautiful place, and it had an entire space with cameras and lights. And we went in there and we shot that chakra course, and it was up on Daily Ohm, I think, for years. And then we eventually took it down. We wanted to recreate it because it's been a long time and we've gotten older and Cody's gotten wiser. And so we wanted to take this time and talk about the chakras, but from the perspective of the abilities of each chakra. So each energy center has specific intuitive abilities. And the way I see it, and then maybe Cody, you can share after, is that the chakras are kind of a bridge between the energetic or spiritual body and the physical body. And the chakras can behave as almost like sensors for energy. They can sense danger. They can sense other people's feelings, perhaps even sense the future, sense pain in somebody. So each chakra has different abilities. And when we learn to turn them on and awaken them, we can start using those abilities to help us move through the world without only having to rely on our intellect and our analytical mind, or even just on our feelings. A lot of people make their decisions just based on how they feel in the moment, which could really lead them astray. And so I love this topic so much. I love the chakras because they give us a framework to understand ourselves and a way to engage with the world from an energetic or spiritual perspective. How do you see the chakras, Cody?
Well, I think that's a really great description of the chakras being a bridge from the energetic world to the physical. It's kind of like the interface where, you know, our bodies are very reactive to the world, and we interact and respond to all the physical things going on around us. But there's this whole other energetic world that we tap into and explore in meditation and in our intuitive training. And all of that comes down to this interaction with the chakra and its ability to kind of be a sensor to the energy that's coming in from the world. And then also for our ability to kind of express our energy out into the world. And being able to work with the chakras to open them and close them and balance them and interact with them, I think is a really great doorway into self-healing and also self-empowerment, and to finding kind of a level of balance and wellness within. Because when our chakras are out of balance in some way, that tends to reflect and manifest in our body and our actions and our feelings. So I really enjoy the process of kind of recognizing the chakras, recognizing the abilities within those chakras, and learning some tools to interact with that and kind of reorganize, well, maybe rebalance where we're out of balance.
Yeah, definitely. And most people, when you look at them energetically, you can kind of see where more of their energy and attention is kind of from the chakra levels. Like, are they very second chakra consciousness? Are they always in their intellect, kind of up in the head? Are they living in survival down in that root chakra? You know, is there damage to any of the chakras? Sometimes you might be able to notice that. Is one of them kind of like a leaky pipe, right? Is somebody corded into a chakra? You'll see that a lot of times in the second chakra or the heart chakra. You can see the relationship connections in the chakras. And the chakras also have a lot of information. They're kind of like universes in and of themselves. Each one, they have a lot to them that you can unpack. So I feel like, remember that movie where they got really small and went inside the human body? I don't know. It was
Right.
from like the 80s. you can go deep into a chakra and find an entire universe in there. So there's a personal intelligence, like our own individual information in the chakras. And then there's a universal level of intelligence and understanding in those chakras. And when we tap into that part, that's when the abilities really start to open up. And so maybe we could spend a few minutes talking about what some of those abilities are. We won't get to everything, but maybe we could do an overview. So yeah, starting from the first chakra, that first root chakra at the base of the spine is very instinctual. It has the ability to ground us. I've experienced where it's had the ability to sense danger and even sense abundance. Like, oh, I'm gonna gain resources. I remember when I was working in Hawaii. I wasn't working in Hawaii. I was on a job interview in Hawaii because I wanted to be working, and 300 people applied for this job. And I remember as I was sitting in the interview, my root chakra started glowing. I could feel it expanding. And I had this deep sense of, oh, I'm going to get this job and I'm going to be able to pay my rent and my bills. And I think I was like 25 or something at the time, poor, living in Hawaii. And my root chakra was like, this is good. And I did end up getting that job, and it served me really well for a long time. So that was cool. We have the ability to feel from the second chakra, feel somebody else's feelings. Might feel somebody else's pain. We have the ability to feel pleasure. From the third chakra, the ability to express our power. That's an interesting one. From the heart, we have the ability to, on a spiritual level, to feel connection and oneness with another person, with maybe the entire universe. The heart chakra has an incredible intelligence inside of it. And I'll let you do deeper, you know, layers of each one next. I'll just go over them very briefly. For me, in the throat, we have clairaudience. We could hear things. Maybe we hear our inner voice. Maybe we hear something telepathically. So this chakra has this ability to bring in information through that sense of clairaudience. Also has a certain kind of creativity that I've noticed, and telepathy, which is pretty cool. And this sixth chakra has the ability to see energy, which is a lot of what we teach and what we do in meditation when we close our physical eyes and open our mind's eye or inner eye. So the ability to see energy. And then that crown has the ability on the top of the head to know, to claircognizance, to know something, to have that deep sense of knowingness, and also the ability to connect maybe with the divine, with the cosmos, to download information. And all of these chakras, you know, to me, they're not islands. They work with each other, just like our arms and legs and organs all work it together in one organism. What about you? When you look at the chakras, what abilities do you see in them?
Yeah, and one thing, just to spin off on the last thing you said, the chakra is really a system. It's not like they're each individually independent. I mean, they are their own thing, but they work in connection and communication with the whole system. So sometimes we can get stuck in one chakra, and that might manifest through some kind of a dysfunction in a different chakra because it is a whole system. And then just in that overview picture, you just described the seven chakras in the body very well. The course is 8 weeks because we're going to cover a chakra a week. And we're going to talk about the eighth chakra as well, which is above the body, which is kind of our direct link to, say, a spirituality or a divine or some higher self aspect. And the ability to access that is something that many of us perhaps are looking for in our journey of awakening and practicing these various different spiritual modalities that are out there. It's learning how to access the crown chakra, the seventh, and then the eighth, is kind of one of the things that, you know, we're very often working toward. And certainly in our intuitive journey, we work with the sixth chakra a lot. Learning how to see is like the central ability, I think, to be able to then look at and access all of our other, all the other aspects of ourselves through the chakras. So we'll explore a chakra, not just as a concept or an idea, but as something that we can start to visualize and see. How does it look for us? And how, where does it vibrate? What kind of colors and energies are there? It's a really fun thing to play with. The chakras, when you start to be able to see that they're alive and interactive. And the thing about the chakras is they're really energy in motion and expression and a sensitivity of receiving. And it's this kind of dance with the world. The energetic dance with the world perhaps happens through the chakra. And they each have varying abilities. So, of course, the sixth chakra is the clairvoyance. It's also our ability to imagine or envision things, to create something for our future. We tend to access the sixth chakra. And that fifth chakra is, well, like you were saying, David, there's things to do with inner communication, with telepathy. It really is all about communication in the fifth chakra in many ways. There's a level of intuition there. We used to call it pragmatic intuition, a level of kind of being able to piece things together and really kind of come with a new idea, a synergistic picture of something. And then, of course, the fourth chakra is located near the heart, and it's really that heartfelt connection. It's that place where we might connect with that part of ourselves and really hear and know our true kind of alignment and affinity in the world, our true heart's desire, if you want to call it that. That third chakra part of us, like you were talking about, has to do with our power. Also maybe with our will, our ability to kind of direct our energy and hold it moving forward towards something, to move through things and to have enough energy kind of accessible to meet whatever challenge. So, you know, if we're blocked in our third chakra, we might have difficulty kind of raising our energy to meet a challenge that arises in the world. And then that second chakra very much has the ability to connect at an emotional tone with people, to read where someone's at. It's where we would express our own kind of emotional and creative force. And then that first chakra, being grounded, like you were saying, being grounded, I think the thing that when the first chakra is really settled and in the right energy for us, we feel safe. And that is kind of one of the really foundational things, where if that chakra is disconnected in some way or blocked in some way, I may not feel safe in my body, or I may not feel safe in the world. Even though there may not be anything actually threatening in a moment, it has to do with an interconnection, that feeling of safety. And then that message of when it isn't safe to act and move comes from the first chakra.
Right. When you were talking about feeling safe in the first chakra, there was a dog growling outside my window.
If you were outside there too, you might not have felt safe in the moment.
And when we go to turn some of these abilities on or go to use them, what I've found is some of the chakras can be a little stuck, or maybe there's some damage, or they need to be dusted off. They haven't been validated in a few hundred lifetimes. And so there's some healing that the chakras might need. And I found that in myself. There could be a crack in it. There could be some stuck energy. There could be some old information or beliefs that say you can't access this. You know, you can't access your own spiritual information in your crown chakra, or you can't give and receive love in a healthy way in your heart, or you know, pleasure in your second chakra is a bad thing. And so there might be energies that kind of dim the light of each one. And a big part of awakening our spiritual abilities is recognizing that and going through each one and healing them. And, you know, that's a lot of what we do in meditation, when we do the energy work stuff, when we do intuitive training. And I'm sure we'll do a bunch of that when we teach the chakra course. And in the process of healing the chakras, that is when you experience the abilities. It's in the healing itself, you start to realize what they're each capable of, and maybe what has been invalidated in you as a spiritual being and what has been held down or unconscious. And when these abilities start to wake up and you start to use them in a very practical way as a spiritual being in a physical human experience, it can be pretty magical. It's a really special experience to be able to walk through the world in an energetic, intuitive way, knowing that you're more than just your analytical brain, and start to follow the intuitive thread of your life. And I think that's when people step onto their path more, when they feel fulfilled, when they're in integrity with who they are and what they're becoming. And so for me, the chakras are really an integral part of that entire process. And it's just such a practical structure and system for understanding yourself in the world. It really does make sense to me. It's almost like the spiritual version of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, and in a lot of modern psychology, you'll see a lot of similarities to the chakras. They're pretty ingenious in that way. And you can learn to feel them, to sense them, to see them in yourself and in other people. You can activate them and open them up, allow them to really start to become an integral part of your human experience. And so, yeah, if you're listening to this and you're interested in the chakras or you've done some work, I hope that some of this information is helpful. And we could go into one chakra for hours, do healing work, open up the abilities, read the energy of the chakra, see what it wants to show us and tell us. There have been times where I just sat with the chakra and put a question in front of it. So if you have a life question, like, should I, you know, take this job, or what's this relationship about, or why am I stuck? You can put that in front of each chakra and let each one show you its wisdom around that question. You might feel, see, sense, know, you know, around one question. You could see it from the perspective of each energy center. And that's a cool way to get out of your own way, get out of your own head. And what does your heart say about this question? What does your gut say about this question? What about instinctually? Does this feel safe, you know, maybe to take this job, to go on this trip, to invest the money, right? And so I've always found it super useful when I go to make decisions and sense energy. I don't know about you. I don't know about
definitely.
You, Cody.
Yeah. I don't know about you either, Dave. No, you make a good point that I was thinking of as you were talking, in that, you know, there's a lot we might say about the chakras, and we'll certainly go deep into what the chakras are and how they work in class. But really what we're exploring is how to access the chakras and how to get answers and activate those intuitive abilities. And when I think about the chakras and the chakras as a system, you know, I think of words like balance, alignment, wellness, integrity within our energy system. So as we look at and learn how to access the chakras, and as we heal and realign them, we start to move ourselves in those kinds of directions, like into a place of inner balance, into a place or inner alignment, perhaps, and wellness. And then we start to approach the world from that perspective. And I think as we approach the world and create in the world from a place that is in alignment energetically, or in a frequency of wellness energetically, things start to manifest a little bit differently. I think we start to have a little different experience when we're awakened to and connected with our own chakra energy and our abilities. Because very often what many of us that are so sensitive to energy have happen is we're often experiencing the world's energy in our chakras, not our own. So we're, in a sense, reading all the time the world. And when you learn how to activate your chakra and kind of clean them out, heal them, and your have your vibration as the tone in there, it starts to change the energy experience in the world in some pretty dramatic ways oftentimes. And certainly as you start to activate like the chakra of seeing, and you start to see things and energetic things happening, that's a pretty dramatic step. But being more connected with your heart is such a powerful thing to be able to explore and become aware of and interact with. So I think as we approach working with the chakras, there's kind of this awareness that we want to impart that it's all very interactive and it's all something that we're accessing. It's not just, you know, so many words on a page of, well, I know what the chakra means. It's, oh, I know how to open this chakra up and close it down. It makes me think years ago, I was getting a, what's the thing where they stick needles in you? Oh, acupuncture.
Acupuncture.
I was getting an acupuncture session. And I had been meditating for many years, working with energy and chakras. And I'm just laying there with the needles, and the guy who was doing the acupuncture, he had walked off to the side. And then all of a sudden he said, "What are you doing?" Well, first he said, "Oh, your fourth chakra is blocked." And so then I start to open it up and he said, "Whoa, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm opening it up." Well, he on the side had been giving me this energy reading using a pendulum, and he was checking each chakra. And then when he got the fourth, he said, "Oh, there's some energy blocks in your fourth." So I started to work on it and open it. And his pendulum started to swing bigger circles, which he was like, "Well, how are you doing that?" And I was like, "Oh, this validates the tools I've been practicing," because he just saw it. He didn't know I knew anything about energy or anything like that. I thought that was a very cool reading that he was doing also, just such an interesting way to access that information. But that's another story.
That's how I make my investment decisions. I use a pendulum.
Pendulum, yeah.
What I've noticed with each chakra too is, for example, when you're working with the crown chakra, and you go in there like a surgeon, you open it up, or you look at somebody else's, if you're doing some healing work with someone else, you might find like belief systems, programming, religious, you know, like religious belief systems, political ones, family belief systems. This is the way the world is. And this is the way you're supposed to move through it. Self-identity belief systems. This is who I am. This is who I'm not. This is what I'm capable of. This is what I'm not. And those could be very limiting. And so if you look in the crown chakra, for example, you might see some of those energies and information and programming that gets stuck in there that keeps somebody from really finding their true spiritual answers. They were great placeholders, maybe. They were useful at a younger age or in a previous lifetime. But now, as a conscious, free spiritual being, they're actually in the way of you seeing the truth and knowing the truth for yourself. And when you go in the sixth chakra, maybe you see a bunch of mental noise, you know, other people's pictures and expectations of what the world is versus the way you see the world. It gets covered in the way other people want you to see the world or the way they think it is. And then you can't see energy clearly, you know, or maybe you used to see energy clearly and somebody didn't like that because they were lying or covering something up, or they found that threatening. So they, you know, in some way, shape or form covered it in you or made it feel unsafe to see the truth. And so you know, you shut that down. Or maybe experiencing love from the heart center wasn't safe at some point, or you were programmed, you know, you're a man, you can't have that kind of love, or you're a woman, you're not supposed to experience that kind of love. And so we find these layers as we go through and meditate, and as we get free of them, the magic really starts to open up. But it could be quite the process, you know, going layer by layer in these chakras and working through the energy. But when you do, I think you're going to shine more brightly in the world, and you're going to be connected to a deep level of intuition, And I think life starts, like things start clicking more energetically and then perhaps manifesting physically. So that's kind of what I've noticed in my students and myself on the meditation path over the years, is when you, it's just a great way to have a structure to look at energy and to heal yourself and then to experience the world through and sense the world through when these abilities really open up. I think the chakras are one of the most fascinating spiritual topics there are, and understanding the spiritual anatomy of them in context of the bigger spiritual anatomy, maybe, you know, auras, and on and on. From there, we can learn all sorts of parts of the spiritual anatomy. And I think they're an integral part of that. And it's a great education to step into each chakra and learn how to use them properly and then have them in balance and integrated with each other. That when a person is really balanced and integrated in that way, they're a force, you know, they're a force to be reckoned with. And it's cool to watch. Kind of a new level of authenticity tends to come out.
Yeah. Well said.
Thanks. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Bye. See you on the other side of your chakras. Yeah, that the reason we decided we're going to teach a course on it is because we taught one 8-9 years ago. It's time to redo it. We tossed it. We don't even know where it went.
I know.
It was on the Daily Ohm that we took it down. It disappeared into the ethers. And so we're ready to do this one again. So it starts May 21st.
We're doing it 10 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Daytime course. If you can't be there live, it'll be recorded. Oh, and we should probably announce that me and you are teaching a retreat together October 31st in Boulder. We did it last year. Beautiful group of people. If you go on our website, energymattersacademy.com, you can see the videos and pictures from last year's retreat. But there is a prerequisite. Maybe one year we won't have one, but we still do, which is you have to do our level one intuitive training. It's 3 months long. So you have the basic tools to do the energy work with the rest of the group. So there is a bit of a hurdle to get in there, but it's not too bad. And it makes it worth it because then you can really step into another level of energy when we start doing it together in Boulder. We're going to do it in Boulder.
Yeah. And it was such a great time last year. And we get to start on Halloween. And it's four days in beautiful, beautiful Boulder. Yeah, it's very wonderful.
I'm really excited about that. I'm actually headed to Bali next month. I think I have a Morocco trip right before our Boulder trip. I'm going to be going there. So it's going to be some good journeying for me. I'll make sure to bring my chakras with me and use them wisely along the way. But I hope that information was useful and helpful to everyone. And maybe just a little kind of meditation homework. If you want to get rolling, you know, you could sit and decide to focus on any one of the energy centers from the base of the spine to a few inches below the belly button, to the solar plexus, the center of your chest, the throat, the third eye, or the crown on top of your head. You can just sit. Close your eyes, focus on one of those energy centers. Maybe you see a color, maybe you sense an energy, and you can just start to check in with, is this chakra open? Is it moving? Is it stuck? Can I sense the ability of this chakra? Is there a message it has for me? Is there something it wants to show me, some kind of insight? And can I allow the intuitive ability or abilities of this chakra to open up, maybe even when I'm walking around the world as a sensor, just how we can see, taste, smell, touch, the chakras can sense the world for us, bring us that information so we can maneuver and make good decisions. And it's something really nice to open up to. So maybe in meditation, you focus on one chakra, sit with it, ask it a question, and just see what arises. I think that's a really great way to start. And hopefully, this short episode has been helpful for you as me and Cody start diving into the chakras this spring season.
Coming soon. Yeah.
That's right. Well, Cody is in Oregon. I'm in Boulder at the moment. And it's good to be back recording episodes of the Energy Matters podcast. I know it's been a minute. We just did a couple of them, but it's great to be back. Thank you for hanging with us and listening. And many of you, I'm sure, have meditated with us, which is really nice to see. And we're going to do some more free classes coming up soon. Me and Cody are going to pop on the Zoom if you're on our newsletter and do some nice free classes for everybody. I wish there was three of me so I could teach every single day everywhere. But my chakras also need some rest. Yeah,
that's great. Chakra rest.
So make sure you pull your crown chakra out of your root chakra and have an amazing day. And thank you for listening to the Energy Matters podcast. And we will see you in the next episode. Be well.
Thank you, everybody. See you next time.